This goes to Dr. Strom, S-T-R-O-M, like Mary, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Lenore, L-E-N-O-R-E, Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R. Date of birth is 2-10 of 1937. Dear Dr. Strom, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Fisher with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, probable cardiorenal syndrome, and severe pulmonary hypertension. Her last visit was August 7th of 2024. Her weight has been stable. She did try medication to help overactive bladder, but it really didn't help at all, and it made her mouth very, very dry. So she stopped the medication and really doesn't notice any change in the amount of urinary incontinence that she's had. And she knows that secondary to taking torsemide, generally 40 milligrams a day, actually 20 milligram once a day, and also spironolactone is 12.5 milligram once daily. She knows that those do cause her to have more urinary frequency and then incontinence also. Today, though, she reports that she's feeling well. No chest pain or palpitations. She has chronic dyspnea on exertion, no orthopnea or PND, no sputum production currently or wheezing, no bowel changes, blood or melena, and urine is clear, no recent UTIs, no cloudiness, odor, or blood. And she does have chronic edema of the lower extremities. Medications, I'd like to highlight metoprolol, 50 milligram daily, and then spironolactone, 12.5 milligram daily. Torsemide is 20 milligram daily. She takes Eliquis, 2.5 milligram twice a day, Lipitor, calcium with vitamin D, and Synthroid, 125 microgram daily. Physical exam, weight 152 pounds, and that is unchanged from her previous visit. Pulse is 80, and blood pressure is 133 over 82. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart, irregular with a controlled rate of 80. Abdomen soft, non-tender, and no ascites. And a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 27th, 2025. Creatinine 0.97, estimated GFR is 56. Calcium 9.4, albumin 4.2, phosphorus 4.4. Electrolytes are normal with sodium 141, potassium 4.2, and carbon dioxide 30. Hemoglobin is 14.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked her to continue getting labs every 3 months. 2, severe pulmonary hypertension, currently stable. And 3, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Eliquis. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Fuente, MD.